It does not work that way. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It does not work that way. Many of us get so excited about activities or things that are going on in life, or the programs that we establish for ourselves, or the programs that we would like others to establish for themselves, and we get so excited about that. We get so emotional about it. We get so intense about it. And when we get so intense, we lose all balance. We lose all balance because we are so intense. We are so excited. It is so much better to be at peace, to be relaxed, to be calm. If you get excited, if I get excited, and I get so emotional, and I have to shout, and I have to get upset and get all tense and full of anxiety, I am putting myself right out of the game. I am a loser in the game. Because every time I do that, I am no longer in charge of myself. I am no longer in charge of my attitude and my world. I allow myself to think I'm going to influence the outer world by my attitude. I allow myself to think that I'm going to influence the people in my world by my excitement, by my anxiety, by my loud voice, by my threats and my attitude, and lo and behold, nothing happens. Everything remains in the status quo as far as outer things go. The tension, the anxiety, the worry is still there. And inside of me, I have a cauldron of unhappiness. I have a boiling pot of emotions. Oh, I say I have them under control, but do I really have them under control? Anytime I allow myself to get emotional about something in the outer, it controls me. Anytime I allow myself to do anything that shows that I am tense, that I am excited, that I am upset, that I am in any way out of control of whatever it is that I'm doing, I have shown myself and my world, but I have shown myself mostly, that I have accomplished nothing. How is it that we can remain peaceful and calm in the face of great experiences that are going on around us? If we call those great experiences tragedies or difficult circumstances, well, big deal, big deal. If we call those circumstances that are out of control, that we have no power to handle, well, truly we have no power to handle them. If we were to really see what goes on inside of our mind, inside of our body, when we lose our temper, when we become anxious, when we become tense, if we could see what goes on inside of us, we would take a different course, that's for sure. Now, we know what's going on inside of us. We really do. We know what's going on inside of us because we can sense it. We can feel it. We know it. For one thing, and this, of course, is the major key, we are not at peace with ourselves. We are not at peace with ourself and our world. We are not at peace with ourself and our world and our connection to the allness. Oh, yes. We cut ourselves off from the relationship that could be so fantastic, the adventure that could be so exciting, the adventure of relaxation, the adventure of peace, the adventure of knowing that all is in divine order. Is the divine pattern for all to be in divine order? If we believe that, then we should act as though that were so. If the divine pattern is that all is not in divine order, well, there's nothing we can do about anything, because everything is not in divine order. That is, everything is not in order. If the divine pattern, divine order, if the divine pattern is for everything to be in tension and everything to be in anxiety and uptight and out of balance, if that's the divine order, then we have no choice living in this world other than to live in a world of confusion. Now, I believe the divine order is balance and peace. That's what I really believe. I believe the divine order is balance and peace. Now, if I believe that divine order is balance and peace, then it would seem to me that that would be where I would place my attention. Okay, now, how do I bring about divine order in my life? How do I bring about peace and balance in my life? Well, I don't bring it about by getting all excited and all upset and all anxious about what's going on. That doesn't bring balance and peace and harmony in my life. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now there is peace in my life, and it began with me. Now I am peace, and that's all that there ever can be in my world. I take a deep breath. I don't take enough deep breaths, that's for sure. I take a deep breath. And I sigh. And I take a deep breath and I sigh. And I do that a dozen times. I do that to myself, not to impress other people that I'm taking a deep breath and sighing, but to myself. I do that in the privateness of my own time, my own beingness. And as I take this deep breath and sigh, my body just sort of relaxes and says, "Oh, you're going to jump off the rat race. Are you going to get away from all that tension and confusion that doesn't belong to you?" Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. But you're going to get away from that, huh? How about that? Oh, I think that's all right. Do we have a smile in our voice when we say that? Do we have a smile in our heart when we get off of the rat race, so to speak? We get off of the idea that we have to be confused and unhappy in our world? My, oh my. What a wonderful thing to be able to get away from all those things that upset us, make us uptight. When we see something that makes us feel uptight or confused, the first thing we can do, if we wish, is to say, "What is that to me? I don't need to be concerned about the tension, the uptightness about the situation. I am concerned about the balance and harmony of the situation." Now, if I say there is tension and uptightness, I empower that to be. If I say there is balance and harmony, I empower that to be. So, it would seem to me, the thing for me to do is to begin saying, there is balance, there is harmony, there is peace. And as I say there's balance and harmony and peace, what happens? As I say there's balance and harmony and peace, then what happens is that all things just fall into perfect divine order. All things fall into perfect divine order. My, my, my. All things fall into perfect divine order. All things fall into perfect divine order. How can they fall when they're already there? All things are in perfect divine order. All things are in perfect divine order. Now, the more I make those pleasant, relaxing statements to myself, the more I relax myself, the more I am peace, the more I am untouched. The statement often is asked, what's going on here? Are you part of the problem, or are you the solution? Well, obviously you're not the solution, because you're entertaining the problem. You're empowering the problem by thinking about it, by listening to it, by speaking about it, by being touched by it. Now, the solution is not touched by the problem. The solution stands alone in balance and harmony by itself. And the problem ceases to be. It just atrophies, goes away into its nothingness. And when the problem atrophies, we wonder where it went. And that's a silly thing to wonder, isn't it? Just let it go. Let it go. But a moment ago, you were so angry, and a moment ago, you were so upset. A moment ago, yeah, that was a moment ago. But right now, I've seen the error of my ways, and I've seen the way that's best to go, and I see that peace is the way to go. And so I just say to myself, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I don't look into the eyes of anyone else. I don't look into the attitudes of anyone else. I don't look into the experiences of anyone else. I don't look into anyone else's world. I look into my world. And as I look into my world, I see all is balance and all is peace. I see all is balance and all is peace. I see all is balance. I see all is peace. For a moment before, I was disturbed by certain things going on in my world. Now, they don't touch me anymore. All those things may still be going on, but they don't touch me anymore. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. They don't touch me anymore, because now I look at everything in my world and I say to it, peace, be still, peace. And as I say, peace, be still, peace, then everything is peace. Everything falls into a peaceful, wonderful, happy, harmonious situation. And I am content, and I am balanced, and I am happy. I am content, I am balanced, I am happy. What a wonderful way to live. What a wonderful way to live in a content, balanced, happy spirit, mind, and body. Live in a content, balanced, happy spirit, mind, and body. Live in a content, happy, balanced spirit, mind, and body. And as I live in a content, balanced, happy spirit, mind, and body, I look at my life and I say, hey, there is so much good there. I've been concentrating on the wrong thing. I've been concentrating on the problems instead of the solutions. I've been concentrating on the appearances instead of the appearances I want to concentrate on. All life is an appearance, an illusion. It's just in and out, up and down, here and there, always changing, never the same, always whatever it is we're thinking about at that time. So, I am thinking about how wonderful the world is. And as I think about how wonderful the world is, illustrations pop up into my consciousness, into my mind, into my life, that say to me how wonderful life is. I was reading about a dog, a greyhound. It was abandoned. And the dog was kind of sad. It was a female dog, maybe 5-6 years old, and it had been mistreated. It had been had many difficult times. Well, it came to the shelter, and when it came to the shelter, it felt that it was blessed there. It felt good there. And then every new critter that came to the shelter, every little rabbit or every badger, every little deer, little fawn, every little dog, all the young dogs were adopted by this greyhound. And these animals that came there were so frightened, but the greyhound mothered every one of them. And over the years, it mothered many hundreds of creatures. Now, that's a big job. That's a big job, mothering all these creatures. And it's not a big job if that's your nature. If your nature is to love and bless, you're not worried about their problems, the problems these critters have as coming there and having been abandoned just like you were yourself. You're not worried about the problems these critters have of not eating. You just love them. And when they're loved, then they start eating. When they're loved, then they start having their bowel movements in a proper manner. When they're loved, the tension and anxiety go away from these little critters and they become peaceful and harmonious. For a time, the little fawn would walk beneath the legs of the wonderful greyhound dog and want to be close to the greyhound, want to be loved by it. And the greyhound let that happen. That was just fine with her. And pretty soon the little fawn gained self-confidence in itself, because the greyhound didn't push, just allowed it to be, and the fawn became part of the pack. We have so many exciting things that happen in our life that show us how a peaceful heart will solve all the mysteries and all the magic that goes on in our life. How this little greyhound dog, 5-6 years old, was able to transform a kennel, transform a place where unwanted animals were, and made all the animals feel wanted and loved. She mothered them. She mothered them. She went around being a gentle, loving center for all of them. She didn't demand that they do anything, although one little puppy was kind of recalcitrant, and she grabbed it by the nape of the neck and picked it up and jumped up on the couch and put it there. And then she went down and grabbed 2 or 3 other little puppies and put them up there. And then she curled them up inside of her, and she curled around them, and she mothered them, and she said, now, all's okay now. And before you know it, the little puppies had such self-confidence, such a feeling of belonging, that they were able to go on their own and become part of the pack and join the rest of the animals that were there. All loved, all cared for. They weren't separated in cages, and they weren't separated from each other. They were put together. And when any of them didn't behave rightly, the greyhound would go over and she'd nudge them, or she'd say to them, now that's not acceptable behavior. Behave. That's not acceptable. Do the right thing. And the little animals, they would do the right thing. Now, that seems like such a simple, innocent thing to do for this dog itself, who was abandoned and found love, and found the ability to continue being the loving creature that it intuitively is. Oh, you and I, we are loving creatures intuitively and in every other way. And as we are these loving creatures, we don't want to go around necessarily mothering all the world, but In a way, we do. In a way, we want to go around saying, hey, peace, be still, know that you are God. Peace, be still, know that all is in divine order. Peace, be still, know that I love you. And as we go around saying this, we stop trying to change the world. We stop trying to change people from their attitudes that are destructive and totally out of balance. And we see them in our heart. We see them like the greyhound, just sort of snuggle in and love them, just the way they are. And the natural quality of balance and harmony, the natural quality of caring and loving, exude when they're given the opportunity by someone who sees them as they really are. I can see myself as I really am, and as I do that, I am what I really am. I see myself as my original purity and integrity. How wonderful that is! I see myself my original purity and integrity. Now, there's nothing to fuss about with that. And then I look around the world, and I see everyone in my world expressing their original purity and integrity. I see everyone in my world living a life fulfilled, revealed, rewarding, happy, to the ultimate. And it's my reflection, and I'm their reflection. We reflect one another, but I choose to reflect a world of happiness and balance, a world of joy and peace and goodness. And I choose to do that regardless of any appearances that might come along. Any little puppy that wants to act up and it shouldn't, I just pick him up by the nape of the neck and say, now come on, you are a wonderful little puppy. You're balanced and harmonious. When I see anyone in my world, I mentally pick them up and say, oh, you're wonderful. Yeah, I mentally mother them. I mentally give them all of my caring joy. And because I do this, all the tension fades away. All the anxiety is gone. All the illness that ever might have been there has no place to be anymore. All the inharmony that might have been there fails itself and fades into the harmony that it is. And all the world is at peace because I am at peace. Join me. You don't need to join me. I take you in my heart and I mother you and I love you and I say, you're wonderful. And I love you. I love you. I love you.